This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. As container gardening continues to increase in popularity, new research is focusing on reducing water use, especially in larger containers. K-State nursery crop and marketing specialist Cheryl Boyer says the work that's being done is called substrate stratification.
So that's where they're taking these substrates that have different properties and layering them in a container. And part of that is if you think about how a plant is going to grow, you put that little tiny plant in your container and it's really only using the food and the water that's available in the first few inches. And as that plant grows, it might not need access to that much food or access to that much density. So it might benefit from having a layer of coarseness. So this is relevant if you have a really big pot. You might be able to put mulch in the bottom and then layer on your more expensive materials and still have a really good experience with a container, and it's not as heavy. So it's kind of a really cool innovation, and it's fun to see what they're learning and what they're trying. And a lot of this work has been done at Louisiana State University and at the USDA in Ohio. And so it's just really cool to see what they're trying and how they're innovating and really rethinking how we approach a container. But it's still brand new thinking. And I think probably the biggest application would be really large containers that would benefit from some coarseness at the bottom, not broken shards, but some organic mulch, and that would help them not be as heavy as well.
And there are a lot of resources through Extension, a lot of information really from just your local nursery as well.
Yeah, so it's always wonderful to talk to your independent garden center. They have tons of information, lots of specialized training to help people think through what their needs are, and they can just lickety-split help you find exactly the type of plant that meets your needs. And everybody has different specific needs and goals for their lawn and landscape and their container plants. And every part of your yard is a little bit different. So I think that's one of the fun things about gardening and being someone who loves plants is that you get to try new things every year. And over time, your yard will change. It might get shadier, or you might lose a tree and move to full sun, and you get to try something new. And that's when you can go use those resources. You can use your folks at the local independent garden center, and they'll put out some educational resources probably on their social media as well. But please don't forget to contact your local Extension horticulture agent. They have tons of resources, and I love to think about horticulture agents like information nodes. I mean, all of us as Extension professionals, if we don't know the answer because we've had the question before and looked it up, we know pretty quickly which direction to look to find the right answer. We have a presence in all 105 counties, and we have about 30-ish agents who have some sort of specialization in horticulture that can help answer questions all over the state. And they help each other. They network. If they don't know the answer, if they get something that stumps them, they ask the rest of the team. And so we're able to share and resource all across the state to help answer your questions. Wherever they are, whatever they might be, we will help you find an answer.
Also put in a plug for the K-State Garden Hour, because that's a popular show and, again, has archived information. So if you're looking for something specific, you might be able to find the answer right there, and you can just watch the video.
That's true. So we actually have everything since we started doing the K-State Garden Hour webinar series in May of 2020. Is archived on the Department of Horticulture and Natural Resources website, but you can just type in to a search engine, K-State Garden Hour, and it'll take you right there. There's an archive page. You'll also see what's coming up. An easier way to find it is just to go to the KSRE Videos YouTube channel, and we have a whole playlist just for all the K-State Garden Hours, and you can watch them all right there. So if you have a question about gardening, please reach out. Look at the resources that we have, and we'll be happy to connect you with more things to entertain you and help you learn.
That's K-State Nursery Crop and Marketing Specialist Cheryl Boyer with information on new research into substrate stratification and resources available through Extension to help Kansas gardeners. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.